Sully.
I'm here on the ground with my nose in it since the whole thing began.
A 40-year-old man who's so concerned about your rights, he fought for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step to solving any problem was recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number, it's The Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Talk Radio 640 WGST, you have got it on The Sully Show. We're on each weekday between noon and 2, and every Friday at this time, a little bit after 1 o'clock, our weekly visit with Rick Limpert. He is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. See his work in a number of other places, including the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. On Twitter, you can follow him, Rick Roswell, the handle. And Rick, today we're going to get to talk about your comprehensive review of the new Ford F-150. You had an up-close and lengthy look at this vehicle. How was it?
Yeah, most people get a test drive of a vehicle, but maybe last about 15 or 20 minutes, but I had a Ford F-150 Platinum for a week and was able to put it through its paces and look at some of the new tech on it. It was fantastic, Sully. I definitely didn't want to turn it back in.
One of the things that you note in your review of the time that you had this vehicle, you're saying that it's high-tech on the inside and the outside. What do you mean by that? How is tech on the outside?
Well, I mean, most people realize the tech on the outside from, the body structure of it. It's an all-aluminum body truck, which was kind of a big deal when it first came out, or the talk first came of it, was were truck users going to embrace this, and they really have. It's, the early results have been great. Sales are up all over the place in Atlanta, especially Sully, for us. It's up over 21% in sales compared to this time last year. So people are really embracing this new look F-150.
And it's all about safety as well. A lot of safety devices went into this and were added on to this F-150.
Yeah, you could play with these for days, and I was having a blast doing it. Technology does equal safety with Ford, and driver assist technology is the way they want to bill it. And that includes a 360-degree camera angle where it gives you a high-def readout right in the cab on it. So for backing up and looking side to side, it really is. It really gives you more than a bird's-eye view of what's around your truck, keeping it safe. There's a lane-keeping system alert on there, so if you're getting maybe too close, weaving out of your lane, a noise and a light will alert you to that. So safety is definitely at the forefront of what Ford is thinking with all their new vehicles.
Talking with Rick Limpert on 640 WGST, Ford also collaborated with Silicon Valley Innovation Ecosystems on autonomous vehicles, 3D printing, and wearable technology. What type of wearable technology does the Ford F-150 utilize?
Well, you'll be able to use an app from a mobile device or maybe even your smart watch control things on the vehicle when you're in it and when you're not in it. And another big innovation is, I don't know if you're familiar with 3D printers at all, Sully, what they can make, and we're kind of at the forefront of what 3D printers are offering. Ford announcing that they're going to be able to make parts through 3D printers that are going to be able to be used on their vehicles. So that's pretty big. But just, common apps we'll be able to use on that through the Ford Sync with, iHeartRadio, which is big for you, Sully, and, Disney and other apps. So this is an all-in-one tech machine that is, like almost like a radio station right there in your cab.
Did you feel distracted at all with all of this technology on the dashboard there? I imagine that it must have been somewhat overwhelming. I know it would be to me, somebody who drives an 05 Civic, to be at the controls of what really, in comparison, is like a spaceship. Do you think that people could get easily distracted with all this new stuff that we have on our dashboards now?
That's a great question. So that's the number one question people have been asking me is what the distraction level was. And it was. At first, it's a little overwhelming, but Ford is allowing voice control. So there is voice control of a lot of the features on there. But even when my wife first got in, she said, wow, I mean, how do you...
apps that are available. I know that there's some competitors on there, but of course iHeartRadio is in the mix as well.
Yeah, the iHeartRadio app in conjunction.
Apps that are available. I know that there's some competitors on there, but of course iHeartRadio is in the mix as well.
Yeah, the iHeartRadio app in conjunction with the Sync 3 is fantastic. So I was listening to you. It felt like you were sitting right next to me in the truck. But yeah, Sync 3 is the Ford proprietary entertainment system. It's on the F-150, but it's also going to be on other smaller vehicles or less expensive vehicles like the Ford Escape and the Fiesta. So yeah, iHeartRadio, other competitors are on there, but you know, even for kids programming, Disney has an app that's on the apps are rolling out all the time, constantly being added, and Sync 3 is just loaded with potential apps that you can be able to use on it.
So forgive me for not knowing. I don't pay as close attention to this type of thing as perhaps you do. Is there a vehicle out there with a browser built into it now?
Yeah, there are some that have a light browser built into a display on there. They don't recommend you start surfing for, you know, sports scores or YouTube videos, I guess, while you are driving. But yeah, there are options. I mean, there's vehicles all loaded out with all sorts of technology. So yeah, you know, televisions embedded into the back seat of some vehicles. So it's really amazing. This Ford was roomy. It didn't have really all the features in the back seat, which is good, I think.
The picture of the gray Ford F-150, the crew cab. Did you have the crew cab one to test out?
Oh yeah, I had the big one. It was probably bigger than my first apartment, Sully, inside of this vehicle, which is surprising for a pickup truck. But it didn't feel like a pickup truck. It rode like a much smaller vehicle, which is great. I like riding high. You can really see the lanes and make left-hand turns really well. So just a fantastic vehicle. And my favorite feature is something a little under the radar, but the automatic windshield wipers. I don't know if you've ever been in a car that has the automatic windshield wipers, Sully, but you put the windshield wipers on the auto setting, and it can sense when there's water and the strength of the water hitting your windshield, and the windshield wipers will go automatically to get rid of the water or the raindrops on your windshield without you even doing anything. That was one of the coolest things I thought about the vehicle.
Well, pretty soon we're not even going to need drivers on these vehicles. We're also kind of heading in that direction too, right?
Well, the way I've seen drivers here in North Fulton County in the last couple of weeks, so that may not be a bad thing because people got to pay attention. You have to pay attention when you're on the road. Just because it's summertime and there's supposedly less traffic, that doesn't mean you can relax on the road. And when you're driving a vehicle like this, really, you really don't want to relax because it's really a great driving experience. I can't say enough good things about it.
The all-new Ford F-150, the hottest vehicle in Atlanta. Rick Limpert has been behind the wheel of one for the last week, much more than just a generic test drive. He actually lived with the vehicle for some time. If you want to know more about what Rick thinks of the Ford F-150, be sure to hit him up on Twitter, his handle Rick Roswell, and follow all things Rick, all of his writings on technology and more online at ricklimpert.info. Any plans this weekend, Rick, for the big hot weekend here in Atlanta? Will you be holed up at a very well air-conditioned Starbucks in North Fulton for some of it?
Well, maybe, but we just moved, Sully, on Tuesday into our new house. I'll be holed up at the new house, probably unpacking boxes most of the weekend. So if anyone wants to help with that, maybe I'll throw a gadget in there for you.
Well, you never know. You might get a really, really good iPad or something out of Rick if you go and help him. So reach out on Twitter at Rick Roswell.
Yeah, it'll be fun, and yeah, it's going to be hot. So we're going to talk next week about ways maybe to protect yourself from the sun and stay cool in the summertime. Some tech items for that, so stay tuned.
All right, great stuff from Rick Limpert. As always, be sure to follow him on Twitter, Rick Roswell, the handle. Hope you have a great weekend, and congratulations on the new home.
Yeah, thanks, Sully. We'll have you up for a cookout very soon.
More of the Sully Show continues next on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Right now, time to get cooking with Paula D.